אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות כרחב.
We are reading from the book of the 10 ספירות.
עמוד 168. הסתכלות פנימית, אור ישר ואור חוזר.
We're in הסתכלות פנימית.
פרק ב', אנחנו מאות.
In the second volume, in the third letter, you can send us questions through Kabbalah La'am, and we can ask questions during the lesson.
Yes, we will continue. These parts are very important. This is the foundation to the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And it's also important for us to remain on the same intentions that we're together, and together we want to discover the upper system wanting to be in bestowal. And now what we're learning, we receive through this study the reforming light that bestows upon us and leads us slowly, slowly to the qualities of bestowal and connection, in which we will discover what we're learning in practice. Please.
Third letter. Mention of the Eser Sfirot called Naranchai and the ones called Shangala. The difference between the Eser Sfirot called Kechab, Tum, and the Eser Sfirot called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida is that the Kelim of the Eser Sfirot are called Kechab Tum, and the Orot in them are called Naranchai. The Eser Sfirot called Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichal bear a distinctive signification. They lack Zeranpin and Malchut the Kelim, and Chaya and Yechida the Orot. They have only Kechab de Kelim, called Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, and Naran de Orot. This happened in Tzimtzum Bet, by the ascent of Malchut to Bina.
Meaning through the second restriction from the five forces that we had in the Pertsuf, Keter Chochma Bina Zeran Pin Malchut, what remains is only Keter Chochma Bina for the vessels, and in them Nefesh Ruach Neshama of lights, and the vessels of Zeran Pin and Malchut disappeared. There's no longer a masach upon them, and hence also the lights of Chaya Nechida dissipated because of that. And that state is called katnut, smallness, or the second restriction. Okay? That's already known to us. Well, let's go.
The third letter explains Eser Sfirot of equal level, containing five issues. A. So explains Eser Sfirot of equal level. That if it's up to the Keter, there is 10 Sfirot, that 10 Sfirot from Keter to Malchut in thickness, that they clothe one on the other. That each one of them has 10 Sfirot in length from Keter to Malchut. And in the level of clothing is up to Chochmah, they have 10 sfirot, 9 sfirot in length and in thickness, and then 10 sfirot each in length. And in the level of the coupling is up to Bina, and this they have 8 sfirot in thickness, that each one of them has 8 sfirot in length, and so on in such a manner. And this is apparent that each and every zivug of the haka'ah of the upper light on the masach, as brought here by the Rav in the first chapter.
We'll continue.
The
reason is, since in each place, the reason for it is whatever it is said, that something spiritual moves from one place to another, it does not mean that it abandoned the first place and came to another as in corporeality. It only implies an addition, as it remains entirely in the first place, as it was, even after it comes to the next place. It turns out that another place has been added, for there is no absence in the spiritual. since the Sfira, Keter, is the Shoresh of the Dalet Pchinot, Chub, Tum, the Or Yashar, they necessarily pass through it. It follows that they have left their roots in it, for there is no absence in the spiritual. It therefore necessitates that Sfirat Keter alone contains all nine Sfirot, Kechab, Chagat, Nehi, the Or Yashar. It is the same with Sfirat Chochma, Bina, and Tum passed through her, and thus set their place in her. Thus there are eight Sfirot in Sfirat Chochma, from Chochma to Yesod. It is also the same with Bina, where Tum passed through her and set their place in her. Thus Bina has seven Sfirot from Bina to Yesod. It is also the same in Chagat Nehi, in Tiferet, and in Malchut. Thus, Keter consists of nine Sfirot, Kechab, Chagat, Nehi, the Or Yashar, excluding Malchut, as Malchut has no Or Yashar, but only Or Chozer. Chochma consists of eight Sfirot, Chub, Chagat, Nehi, the Or Yashar, and Bina consists of seven Sfirot, Bina, Chagat, Nehi, the Or Yashar. Chesed consists of six Sfirot, Chagat, Nehi, the Or Yashar, and so on similarly. Each upper Sfira consists of all the lower Sfirot that had passed inside her, as there is no absence in the spiritual.
Merkaz Echad. Merkaz One.
What determines the level of the coupling, the zivug?
Again?
What determines the height, the level of the coupling, the zivug?
The masach and where it's working. And what height of the will to receive it is at. Accordingly, there's the level of the zivug, of the coupling, the equivalence of form between the desire to bestow of the upper and the desire to respond to it and be an equivalence of form with the lower one on behalf of the lower one. That defines the level of the zivug, the place of the zivug of the coupling, and accordingly, the place of the zivug. Clear? PT 29.
What is sfirot in length and thickness?
That comes from incorporation. We have sfirot in length, it's from above down. But out of each sfira being incorporated with all the sfirot, we also have sfirot in thickness. In a way that we have, let's say, 10 sfirot of direct light, we have 10 sfirot of reflected light, and in the incorporation between them, we have 10 sfirot in each and every sfira. They're individual sfirot, and that's called sfirot in thickness. Okay? Moshe?
Third letter. This aforementioned hitkalelut happened by the force of the Eser Sfirot, Kechab, Tum, the Or Yashar, themselves, even before the Zivug Dehaka'a was made on the Masach, that raises Or Chozer and clothes them. However, after there was the Zivug Dehaka'a on the Masach in Malchut, and the Or Chozer rose from the Masach in Malchut and clothed the Sfirot, the Or Yashar, the Or Chozer equalizes their level. If, for example, the Zivug Dehaka'a had been on Masach de Bchina Dalet that raises Or Chozer to Keter, the Eser Sfirot, the Or Chozer, Kechab, Chagat, Nehim, emerged here from Malchut and clothed the Kechab, Chagat, Nehi, the Or Yashar. Thus, the Eser Sfirot, the Or Chozer, are in reversed order from the Eser Sfirot, the Or Yashar. It is so because the Shoresh of the Eser Sfirot, the Or Yashar, is up in Keter, and they stand from above downwards, from Keter to Yesod. However, the Shoresh of the Eser Sfirot, the Or Chozer, is in Malchut, as they extended from her. They are perceived to be standing from below upwards. Keter, the Or Chozer, meaning the Shoresh, is in Malchut, and Chochmah, the Or Chozer, in Yesod, the Or Yashar, Bina, the Or Chozer, in Hod, the Or Yashar, and Chesed de Or Chozer in Netzach de Or Yashar, Gvura de Or Chozer in Tiferet de Or Yashar, and Tiferet de Or Chozer in Gvura de Or Yashar, Netzach de Or Chozer in Chesed de Or Yashar, and Hod de Or Chozer in Bina de Or Yashar, Yesod de Or Chozer in Chochma de Or Yashar, and Malchut de Or Chozer in Keter de Or Yashar. Thus, they stand from below upwards, beginning in Malchut and ending in Keter.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что я делаю как бы сокращение на общее желание, которое я получил от.
Rav, you said when I carry out a Tzimtzum on the general desire that I received from the ten, right? If I understood correctly?
Yes.
What occurs after the Tzimtzum? How is there a Zivug with the general desire?
Well, that's still early. How can you take the desires of the other? You're not yet incorporated with them. You need to actually integrate with them practically, and then you perform a restriction upon your personal desire and receive their desires as the most important desires, more than yours. And then you work on their desires in order to fill them. On your behalf, it turns out that this is an act of bestowal. And to the extent in which you want to bestow to friends this way, you become for them as the keter that fills them and become a partner to the Creator, wanting to fill them, just that you were bothering prior to that in the Creator filling them, and now you're assisting in the way that the Creator will be able to, through you, fill them. So to the extent in which you're integrated with the desires of the friends and want to fill them, you come to being a partner with the Creator.
Что здесь за порядок такой интересный? Вот он описывает, что обратное такое соотношение.
There's an order here depicted, right, of the opposite relations from Alton Kelim. Yes, from above below and from below upwards. The Orot that concatenate from Keter to Malchut, and the Orot, the return as the general Or Chozer, is from Malchut to Keter. And then they complete one another. It turns out that each Sfira, how much it has from Or Yashar and how much it has of Or Chozer, it's always Eser Sfirot. Tel Aviv
3?
Rav, how can 10 Sfirot of reflecting light clothed in direct light, 10 Sfirot, if in each case Zerampin and Malchut is missing there?
No, we'll still learn about this. That's not correct. We always have Sfirot of Or Chozer that they grasp the upper light, but they can't really reveal more than this. That's how it is. You'll see soon.
PT 32.
What does it mean that the Sfirot of direct light are connecting with Sfirot of reflected light?
They clothe in them. Or Chozer is a reaction that comes, the Aviyut, and also in Or Chozer, And then you can reveal the Or Yashar, the direct light.
I know, he writes that they complement or complete one another.
Where is that completing one another? As much as we receive from the Or Yashar, we can add upon this from himself, Or Chozer, and they complete one another as Eser. And each and every Sfirah, you also have the private 10 Sfirot of its own. PT 17.
We say Malchut is as a keter when it comes to the reflected light. And on the second column here, he writes, if the zivug would be on the masach of Dalet of the fourth phase, they would become Chabatnei. So here it's not inverting in the order.
No. Listen, every state, you always have Eser Sfirot, 10 Sfirot, not more, not less. Rather, if you compare Partsuf that really has a use of all its aspects up to Pchina Dalet, or one that only has up to the third Pchina, then there's a difference between them. But in each and every Partsuf, you always have Or Yashar and Or Chozer that are equal to one another. PT 23.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to know, is Malchut lacking in Or Yashar? Is that right? In direct light?
Yes.
And Malchut is actually with the Masach completes the direct light?
Malchut completes all the Sefirot with the Masach and Or Chozer.
So why do they say that there are 10 Sefirot of direct light?
Because that's how we say that truly Malchut also has a part that it receives, that it feels such, that it receives from the Sefirot that are higher than it and reacts to them. And thus, she has her direct light, Or Yashar, but not that she receives it directly to herself, rather that she makes a tzimtzum upon herself and reacts to them in Or Chozer.
Can you say that 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar, direct light, and 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer, reflected light, create like one 10 Sefirot?
Yes. That's made as one package. Yes.
PT 19. This says that if the coupling was on the Masach of Pchina Dalet, they would come out and become the Sefirot of Or Chozer. What's the essence of this whole reflected light? Who creates it and how is it created?
Or Chozer means the intention of the creature to bestow good to the creator, as the guest to the host. That's called Or Chozer, that he's doing this by, he restricts, makes a tzimtzum upon his desires, and then from his desire, he turns it to a intention to bestow. Yes, that the creature shall have this, but receiving an intention to bestow. And this, even after that, the will to receive, he also wants it in the will to bestow, which is by tzimtzum, Masach and Or Chozer and Malchut. But this that's on Malchut, in this that Malchut feels in all its first nine, the Tet Rishonot. Because in each of them, it has its own private Malchut. That same Malchut, which is in each and every Sefirah, and feels what it receives from the host. And then, ultimately, it reveals itself that it is operating towards the host.
Can this be depicted as, well, let's say in a simpler way so I can understand what you're talking about. If in the 10, what does it mean to raise reflected light? Or Chozer?
Or Chozer means that everything the host gives you through the 10, the creator gives you through the 10, you want to return to him. But you can't really return to him, right? He has no vessels. He has no ability to enjoy. But so you can only do this through the 10. Let's put it like this. Just like you have a mother with her kids, and like a kid wants to return something to her that she like doesn't need anything. But what? To the mother, you return like the attitude towards the kids, and she feels that because she loves them, she's in them. And so if you also bestow to her kids, that's your bestowal to her.
Meaning where you talked about before about the mother that nullifies herself towards her children. It's like me and my ten nullify myself before the ten, and then it creates reflected light. Is that the meaning?
And so if you nullify yourself before the entire ten, that means you're nullifying before the Creator.
And that's all Chozer, actually?
Yes.
I understood. Thank you.
And so specifically, all our work must be in the ten. It's not some game or condition, but it is the action itself, the correct realization of our relations with the Creator.
The different powers of our forces, of strengths, of reflected light, one towards the other.
According to what level of Aviyut, thickness you're working with.
What does that mean, Aviyut, coarseness that I'm working with?
Against your ego. What are you overcoming to bestow to the friends?
And they're not equal. Each is on its own, right?
That's correct. But actually, you're nullifying yourself, how much you receive from each and every one of them. That, at least to that, you want to nullify yourself and bestow to them. You want to fill them as much as you can.
And together we're like the whole. We each complete each other, right?
Yes, and if each one completes the other, then you become the corrected ten already. And accordingly, you reveal the Creator within you.
Thank you.
All the best.
Ashkelon 2.
Okay, Ashkelon 2.
Rav, he writes here that every single sfira on its own, meaning in each sfira, there it's also divided into ten sfirot. That means that in each of them there's also malchut?
Yes, and so on, but don't get into this. It's the same laws like he wrote. You have an each and every private sfira and its own private sfirot and its private sfirot. To Ein Sof, Moldova.
Good day, Rav. Where is the clothing of the reflected light in the direct light taking place? In the Masach or above it?
Hard to say, because it happens in the entire Parzuf itself. Yes, that you have will to receive and the will to bestow. By way of the Masach, Tzimtzum, Masach, and the Hakaah, it all happens in the relations, as we can say, between the host and the guest. That these relations clothe one upon the other, and this clothing, in this you have the all the different forms of relations between them. Different harmonics, different forms, different waves, that waves also within waves, and they have all these different points of connection there, and between them, you can't even describe this. When it's felt, you feel it. But to express it in language, you'll have to fill 1,000 books and it won't have any use.
Moshe.
Okay. Moshe.
We're in item 4. When the 10 sfirot of the reflected light join with the 10 sfirot of the direct light, there are 10 sfirot in each of them. Because Malchut, which did not have anything of the direct light, gained complete ten sfirot of reflected light from Keter to Malchut. Because they all traveled through her and remained in her permanently, as there is no absence in the spiritual. Yesod of direct light, which had only one sfira of direct light, now has 9 sfirot of reflected light, from Chokhmah to Malchut, as all of them traveled through him. and Hod of direct light, who had only two Sfirot, now acquired eight Sfirot of the reflected light from Bina to Malchut. And Netzach of direct light, which only had three Sfirot, acquired seven Sfirot from Chesed to Malchut. It follows similarly until Chochmah of direct light, which had eight Sfirot of direct light, Chub Chagat Nehi, has now acquired Yesod and Malchut of reflected light, and complemented the ten Sfirot. Keter of direct light, which had nine Sfirot, Kachab Chagat Nehi of direct light, has now acquired Malchut of reflected light, and has complemented itself with ten Sfirot.
No.
Well, I don't see questions, so let's continue.
Item 5. It turns out that Malchut of the reflected light acquired the level of Keter, for she has joined with Keter of direct light. Yesod of reflected light acquired the level of Chochmah, for he has joined with Chochmah of direct light. And Hod acquired the level of Bina, as it joined with Bina, and so on. It is therefore considered that Chochmah of direct light acquired the level of Keter, since that Malchut of reflected light, which joined with Keter and became the level of Keter, traveled through Chochmah and was set there. Thus, Chochmah too acquired the level of Keter. Similarly, Bina of direct light acquired the level of Keter because Yesod of Malchut reflected light, which became Chochmah, and Keter traveled through her and left their shorish in her. Similarly, each and every Sfira of direct light acquired the level of Keter because of Malchut of reflected light that has connected with Keter, necessarily traveled in them and was set in them. Hence, after Or Chozer, the reflected light rose and connected with the Or Yashar, the direct light, all the Sfirot were brought to the same level as Keter.
We usually talk about let's make a drawing here. Can you see what I'm drawing here? Okay. So we have we have
Sfirot de Or Yashar.
We have the direct light Sfirot, yes, that they expand from above below. Keter, Chochmah,
Bina,
yes,
Zeranpin.
And Malchut. Well, I'm not going to draw the 10 Sfirot here, right? And along with this, we have here 10 Sfirot of returning light. Yes, that RJ added to them like this. And then it turns out that in each and every Sfira, we have 10 Sfirot of direct light and 10 Sfirot of returning light.
Kaha.
Reflected light. Like this. Although here we have direct light. Yeah? That's the direct light there. And here is the reflected light. Direct light, reflected light. And each and every one. Okay. Any questions? Kiev, yes.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот то, что он здесь пишет.
Yes, dear Rav.
какой-то сфере, она...
What he writes here, this structure in which one sphira, a reflected light, attains the direct light. Who attains this? The general malchus?
Yes, we're talking about the kli, the vessel, a bit of a restriction, a masach screen, and reflected light. And this, yes, it feels how much the Creator is relating to him, thus he returns their relation to the Creator, and this is what he attains, meaning he attains in what relations he and the upper force are in one to another.
Okay.
I meant if this is the Malchut that is rising in a degree and...
Yes, this is the influence of Malchut upon the Keter, yes? I hope that's clear. Because we have here both of them that are working, the upper and the lower. And how they are working, operating, and completing one another. That's what this this image here depicts. USA, Norway? Northeast?
Yes, Rav, is the intention always towards the upper nine without letting it go in order to give continuation to this?
Yes, surely. Now we have... Tzafon 2.
Rav, איך להרגיש את פעולת האורות?
But how to feel the action of the lights inside of us?
אם אתה נמצא בכוחות ההשפעה,
if you are in forces of bestowal, you stabilize, form these in yourself, then you'll feel it. But first, there must be a restriction upon your desires. And the act of bestowal from below above, in the general, meaning that you are chafetz chesed, meaning you want nothing to yourself, only to bestow through the group to the Creator. Build such a system. And in it, you will discover everything. Ultimately, there is nothing more than these 10 sefirot, meaning in the 10, you will discover the whole world, all your relations with the upper, all the worlds, all the neshamot, the souls, everything you'll discover in this. Only one little thing has to be done, to let go of that little corporeal ego of yours. Moscow 5.
Рав, подскажите, с какими желаниями товарищей я должен работать? И чего я должен...
Рав, help me understand, with what desires of the friends do I need to work? And what to ask from the Creator? What kind of feeling, the greatness of the quality of bestowal?
We need to read about this in Rabash's social articles, the articles about the group. I can't give you an answer in one sentence. When you read these articles, you're constantly forming yourself, stabilizing yourself more and more correctly towards the 10 and through it to the Creator. I can't express it in one sentence. Moscow 4.
If the direct light is the pleasure from the Creator and the reflected light is the response, the attitude towards the Creator, does that mean that Malchut receives the least amount that relates to the Creator in the best way?
You're talking about the aspects in the Kli?
Again.
I'm talking about the drawing. Meaning there's a certain complete complement of Malchut, which she's complementing with, let's say, like the example of the host and the guest here?
No. Faith above reason is before even we do this action here. Here is explained to us, according to the Aviut, the coarseness at each and every Sfira, and how it operates, the Sfira, in connection of the direct light with the returning light. The greater the desire, upon it has a greater restriction and a greater reflected light and the greater completion towards the general upper light. So, although these Sfirot are far from Keter, they receive less than direct light, but their action in the restriction screen and reflected light is greater in reflected light, so they complete one another. The creature supposedly, like here, corrects its nature in its attitude that it returns to the Creator. There is many such things here that we haven't spoken yet about.
What's not understood is the essence of the complement.
Yes, it's clear that what cannot be received in direct light, receive it in returning light. They complete one another. But ultimately, in this completing one another, they receive everything. Because all these Sfirot are including in one Malchut. There is a Malchut of each and every aspect of its own, and all these Malchuts are connected together in the general Malchut. That's how it is in each Sfira. All the Keters, all the Chochmot, all the Binot, they're all mixed together afterwards in the Paltzuf, although each and every aspect results from a different one, from a different nature in each Sfira. We'll advance and reveal this more. There's no words yet. We'll lack. Moshe Admoni?
We're on item 6. We have an announcement, Rav, before that. There's a possibility of seeing all these drawings regularly on the Arvut system. To the left upper side, there's a button that's called Sketches, and you can see the there right there. And you can just watch those sketches whenever you want.
Nice.
So item 6. It is considered that that incorporation in which each and every Sfira mingled with the 10 Sfirot by the joining of the direct light and the reflected light is thickwise, clothing one another. This is because of their equal level. Thus, internally, all 10 Sfirot of Keter stand lengthwise from Keter to Malchut. And they are clothed thickwise by 10 Sfirot of Chochmah that stand lengthwise from Keter to Malchut. And upon them, the 10 Sfirot of Binah clothed from Keter to Malchut, etc., until the 10 Sfirot in Malchut clothe outside in externality all of them from Keter to Malchut. It turns out that 100 that the whole Zivug of Akav, the upper light, and the Masach of the Pchina Dalet becomes 100 Sfirot, namely 10 Sfirot lengthwise, and each of them expands to 10 Sfirot thickwise, and all at an equal level that reaches Keter. Similarly, from the Zivug of Haka'ah on the Masach of Prina Gimel, 9 Sfirot of Prina Gimel emerge lengthwise, and 9 Sfirot thickwise, reaching Chochmah equally. Similarly, in the Zivug of Haka'ah of Prina Bet, 8 Sfirot emerge lengthwise, and 8 Sfirot thickwise, reaching the level of Bina equally, and so on in the same way. It's actually not so complicated, the 10 Sfirot in length and in thickness. Accordingly, we have the proper Zivug of Haka'ah, the proper coupling. But this happens in such a way that it's a package that is revealed on a certain avyut each time. That's why it's written 10 and not 9, 9 and not 11, 10 and not 11. Can't have Malchut without the Keter or Keter without Malchut, since they are connected, its beginning and its end, together in such a way that we always have in every revelation. We have 10 sfirot. It just depends on what intensity. And the intensity defines the manner of revelation. That's it. So altogether, it's not so difficult. It's the will to receive with a certain level of coarseness and how it is relative to the upper light that is being revealed. And that's it. You hear? Let's hope you hear. Okay, we still have chapter 4 ahead of us. You know what? Let's read it. Chapter 4 explains the 10 sfirot that emerge one above the other and contains two issues, two matters. One, that each of the 100 sfirot that emerge by the zivug of Haka'ah at an equal level are regarded as merely one sfira. B, the 10 sfirot of equal level emerge from a single zivug of Haka'ah, and the 10 sfirot that emerge one above the other emerge from 5 zivugim of Haka'ah. Item 1, the 5 levels of 10 sfirot come from the 5 prinot of aviyut, of coarseness, one above the other, through refinement. We shall now explain the 10 sfirot that emerge one above the other. Know that because of the 5 prinot in the above kli of malchut, 5 prinot emerge by the zivug of Haka'ah, one above the other. It is due to the refinement of the masach and the its entrance in the above 5 prinot of coarseness in the kli of malchut. When the masach is in full coarseness in the kli of malchut, which is called the aviyut of the fourth phase of prinat dalet, 5 prinot are found in the light reflected from her. Therefore, they clothe all 5 prinot of direct light. However, if the coarseness of prinat dalet is purified, is refined, the reflected light which reflected by it is too short to clothe the prinat of keter of or yashar, of direct light. For it has only 4 prinot. This matter is already explained sufficiently in Histaklut Pnimit. Learn it there, and there is no need to elaborate here. 2, there are 100 sfirot, being the 10 sfirot lengthwise and 10 sfirot thickwise. We must, however, know that any expansion of the upper light for the zivug of Haka'ah by the order of the degrees of the 5 prinot of aviyut in the above masach is still regarded as only a single sfira named after the uppermost sfira in it. If the highest sfira is keter, they are all called keter. And if its level is chokhmah, they are all called chokhmah, and so on in the same way.
I don't see.
Oh, we still have...
Kiev again? No, let's go on to 3.
Item 3 and 4. Thus, these 5 levels that emerge because of the refinement of the masach, one above the other, from the level of Keter to the level of Malchut, are regarded as merely 5 sfirot kachabtum, although each of the levels has 10 sfirot lengthwise and 10 sfirot thickwise. Still, because all these 100 sfirot are on the same level, they are regarded as a single sfira named after the highest. Item 4, you can therefore see the great difference between the 10 sfirot of equal level,
yes, in coarseness,
of equal level, and the 10 sfirot one above the other. The 10 sfirot of equal level emerge from a single zivug of Haka'ah, and are all regarded as a single sfira. However, the 10 sfirot kachab tum, which emerge one above the other, emerge by 5 zivugim of aka'ah, because the masach is refined gradually from p'china dalet to p'china gimel, etc., all the way to shorash. Each of them contains 10 sfirot lengthwise and 10 sfirot thickwise at an even level. Hence, these 5 levels are regarded merely as kachabtum, one above the other. Meaning after the highest sfirot in these 5 levels. Thus we have explained the great differences between the 5 kinds of 10 sfirot, namely the 10 sfirot of direct light as they are in and of themselves, the 10 sfirot of direct light and reflected light, whose level is equal, and the 10 sfirot of Naran Chai, and the 10 sfirot of Shangila, and 10 sfirot one above the other. Rav, this is what we actually have to do in the wisdom of Kabbalah. There are 10 sfirot altogether, but they work in all kinds of variations between them, which we will have to learn. Okay, we will answer a few questions. We are done with the 10 sfirot, and then we have a certain complexity that happens in the Pertzuf, Rosh, Tochsof, internal, external, and all kinds of such things. That's already the next stage. That will probably be from tomorrow. Bishkek.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, подскажите, вот сферот прямого света дополняет сферот отраженного света.
Thank you, Rav. Tell us, the direct light sfirot complement the reflected light sfirot. In the feeling of a Kabbalist, it's the feeling of the same sfirot? Rav, we receive them as being clothed one in the other. That's how we receive it. As these sfirot clothed in those sfirot. All together you receive a general impression. You cannot receive 10 sfirot of direct light without clothing them with 10 sfirot of reflected light. Moreover, you don't know if before you there are 10 sfirot of direct light if you don't put forth a restriction and a masach and the reflected light. And then in the reflected light, you discover that there's something ahead of you. Now, do you see direct light ahead of you? Answer. Rav, that's the actual question. Is it possible to differentiate those sfirot? You have reflected lights and according to the intensity and the matters in it, accordingly you discover the direct light. And no other way. If you don't have Orchozer, reflected light, then there is no Oryashar, direct light. You're in the darkness. All our work is how we stabilize the reflected light. We need to establish the reflected light, and that's all in our work, in our general efforts in the group.
PT3.
Can we depict the structures of the 10 sfirot? How can we depict these structures of the 10 sfirot in the group, in the 10 that we just read? In the 10, it's simple. The Creator is concealed in the 10. Kabbalists tell us to start with. And we just need to establish reflected light from us to discover that He is between us. Only between us He is revealed. So let us do this. For this, we need to connect and to complete one another and to feel that we are truly in one desire, in one kli. There's one Creator before us. Let's relate to one another to the extent in which we will establish what's happening between us to bring Him contentment. And you'll see that accordingly, the Sfirot of direct light will be revealed before you to the extent in which you operate the reflected light. You discover the direct light. And how are the reflected light revealed in the ten? Mutually, by wanting to complete them and bring them all these ten sefirot and then do it in such a way, only in such a way we will find the ten sefirot, and to the intensity of this connection, each will add from his, and accordingly, we create these conditions of the reflected light. And in this, the Creator is revealed in the form of direct light and his bestowal towards us. Direct light is the appearance of the Creator in our Kli. But it cannot be revealed if we don't stabilize first the reflected light, meaning the Tzimtzum and Masach, the restriction and the screen. And then above the screen, above the Masach, we can see how much we can bestow to one another, one towards the other. And then if we are bestowing to one another, we are preparing ourselves in order to be bestowing towards the Creator. Otherwise, we will, what, grab the Creator before our vessel is ready? So what are the preceding conditions to bring reflected light in the ten? What we're learning every day in the morning, subjugation, annulment, and so on, where each wants to complete the friends and care for them and nullify himself. All those things are what helps us be in this, to come to this, to altogether make a partsuf. This is possible after this connection in the ten, a willingness to connect, a willingness to bestow through all the friends towards the common force between us, which is the Creator. So first connection, and then we will start the work with the reflected light. Rav, well, how can it be without connection? I don't understand how you're even asking that. If there's no connection between us in the ten, how can we bestow? One cannot bestow. The second can't bestow. Only if we all do it. And only if we all are ready to complete everyone. And then that's how we come to this. Meaning just the effort in the ten. There's nothing here to do other than that. That's why our work is ahead of us. And we need to understand that there is no choice here. You know, as much as we repulse things and reject, detain things, delay things, we have to connect. And the reflected light that the ten raises, is that also towards one, towards the friends, or is it already some common action from the friends towards the Creator? Oh, Jose, reflected light is an action between us and the ten, first of all. Between us and the ten, where each of us wants to complete the other to the whole mechanism, and willing to give from his forces to give for connection inside the ten, and then out of wanting to connect all of us to all of us, we can establish our attitude towards the Creator. Prior to me connecting with everyone, I cannot aim myself to the Creator. Before each of us connects to everyone, we cannot stabilize our common relation to the Creator, and then from that common attitude towards the Creator, we begin to establish reflected light. And according to that intensity between us, we start to discover the direct light, or the Creator, which is revealed between us. Thank you. Okay, well, with this we will conclude a few announcements. So today, at 6 p.m. Israel time, we'll all watch a recorded lesson from 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time. And from 6:30 to 7:30, there will be a workshop with the Kabbalah La'am instructors. That's it. We will conclude with this and move to a song.
שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני ש... קשורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים מתעורר הניסות שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחפר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד